Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines of heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and the help we need so that we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today, I want to begin a new series called The Story of Your Life. And to me, I love this because this helps me in my journey of life. And if I can see that not only is a story accruing each chapter, each day, each season of life, each year, but it's going to make a storybook. And so I really like that. To me, it's something that not only is my destiny book, but it's a legacy book, something I'm going to leave behind. You know, I always say that our lives are a storybook. Each one is different, each one having many chapters and sections to the story of our lives. I believe it's a collection of stories, of discoveries, of lessons we have learned, are learning, of all kinds of relationships that we have and have known, and the good, the bad, the ugly of it all. You know, nothing's wasted in the story. And as we've said many times, that life is to teach us and life is to invite us into discoveries and into growth and into fulfillment and fruitfulness. And so, you know, this is the story of our lives, and the things that we are maybe ashamed of or have been afraid of in the past, that's all part of it. And nothing's wasted, I believe, in the story, because, again, if we can pass it on to someone else, that we've learned from mistakes, that things that seemingly were failure, we learn more from failure, I think, than our successes. And so the story is a good story, and we need not to be ashamed of it. We need to accept and be proud. This is my story. This is our story. And it's a good thing. And so our journey on earth is the story of our lives. And so to embrace and endure it is essential, because we really, the goal is that we would be a good story, that our lives would be a good and fulfilled life. Tomorrow I'll do I'll do a prayer for Stu Schaefer of Stu's News. He passed on, and I've been honored to give a prayer at the memorial gathering. And, you know, his was a life well lived. And every time someone passes on and I do a memorial service or am at one, I take that as an opportunity, as a little kind of pit stop and reminder for me, how am I doing with this journey of life? You know, am I robotic right now? Am I complacent? Do I have dreams? Am I doing my dreams? Am I making a difference? Am I fulfilled or not? Or am I bored? So those are times and places that, you know, we need to look at ourselves and say, how am I doing on this journey? You know, how's my story these days, so to speak? And we can't make anything happen, but we can participate, I believe, in that which is, I believe, written by God. And we'll talk about that in a second. But this is a great song by a guy named Matthew West, and I never heard him, tell you the truth, until I look up, you know, songs about our story. And the name of this song is called The Story of Your Life. And listen to the lyrics of this. It's really good. Is this the end or only the beginning? The second chance you never thought you'd get. The question is, will you do something with it or spend your days lost in your regret? This is the story of your life, the chorus. You decide how the rest is going to read. This is your chance between the lines to redefine what kind of legacy you leave. This is the story of your life, and it's a story worth telling. I like that. Breathe in deep. Feel your heart still breathing. Let's go see the reason you're alive. Isn't that good? Let's go see the reason you're alive. Oh, you are here, and love is up to something. So take your fear. Leave it behind. This is the story of your life, the chorus. This is the joy, and it's the pain, and all the pages in between. Your finest hour, your weakest moment. If where you'll be, it's where you are, it's where you're going. This is the story of your life. You decide how the rest is going to read. And so enjoy this song. That song that encourages me and just kind of awakens me in a fresh way every time I hear it. And so I love this topic of the story of your life. You've heard me pray my prayer and share my prayer with you that, Father, help me not to miss you today. I believe that, you know, God gives us another day. And I believe that. I live that way, that another day is a new opportunity. And a new choice. Am I going to do life alone, or am I going to connect spiritually with the God who wants to help me do life and who made me to do life in companionship with him, and so that I could have the fuller life? And seeing God as a source of love and life and a shepherd to me, a guide to me. And so these are prayers that I pray regularly because I can leave doing my day, doing my life up to myself, and that's going to be limited because I'm human, or I can connect with a divine God who loves me, who is unlimited and wants to share the bigger reality of heaven and earth with me and the discoveries therein. So I'm always wanting his companionship. I'm wanting his insights, his breakthroughs, his ways of showing me different perspectives and bigger perspectives. And so I welcome that. You know, there's a couple of scriptures I just wanted to read from the Bible that really talks about this God who really wants to do life with us. And this is one that reveals that he's the creator. King David wrote this in Psalms. Psalm 139, it says, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And so, you know, I believe that God, you know, has planned our lives, and he wants us to discover the pages of each of our stories and the books therein, the chapters therein. And he wants us to discover it, not alone, but with him and his help, his insights, his guidance. This is another one from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. And God's trying to help us here to believe him. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you." He's speaking to all of us, declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you the hope and the future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord." So you can see that if God is saying this, his words reveal his heart for us. And so the thing is, we want to begin to discover that there's a God who thinks this way about us and has these heartfelt affection for us and wants to come into our lives, not to force himself, but to be invited into our lives. And so I find that this is the choice that we all have as human beings, to do life alone or to have God lead us into the good destiny that he wrote for us. I think the primary questions for us in our journey is there a God, number one? And number two, is he good? Is he a good God? And is this plan a good plan? Is it a plan that's going to be good for me? And so I think, here's where we need convincing. And here's the whole discovery mode in our journey, that we start off our journey doing life primarily with earthly help. And it's good. Family, friends, significant others, teachers, different people in our lives that influence us, that care for us, that want to help us. And they kind of help us to find our walk, our stride, our this primary things that we need to discover and who we are and what we like to do and what we're good at, our gifts and such. And so, I believe God helps us through these good people, but he's also waiting and wanting to reveal himself to us so that he can personally relate to us and then personally help us as well. And that's where some of the design of the journey comes into place. That's where God he allows harder things and difficult things, things that bring hardship to us and failures to us. He allows those things because by ourselves we'll kind of do life by ourselves, but he's waiting to be invited and to be asked for help. And so this is where we need convincing. We start off our journey doing life with the good of earthly help. But sooner or later, our desire for greater fulfillment, for love and for purpose, it comes into play. And easy to quote Bono, you still haven't found what you're looking for. And we're not satisfied. We're not fulfilled. And it's easy to be in that place to, you know, just kind of ache for more. It's a heartache that we have, a heart cry. And also that sometimes we were wanting help, you know, the greater help than we've known from human beings or that we can provide ourselves. And so, you know, each week I say in our intro that life's a journey that invites and demands us to find help beyond ourselves. And so it really is these hard times and flat times, bored times. There are times where we can encounter and experience God and his help and his love. And so he waits for those moments, and then our hearts are reaching out beyond themselves for that kind of help. This can be a one-time encounter or a process. And so God waits to be invited. He waits for us to long for him. He waits for our cries for help. And God is inviting us in all that to know him and rely on him and his help for our journey. And so I've discovered this personally. In my doing life, I was empty and knowing there's more. I was enjoying all the good that I had in an earthly way, But I knew there was a deeper spiritual reality. I knew there was a higher love. And I remember years ago discovering that, and the timing was amazing, and the encounter and the encounters for 41 years have been amazing, where I have fresh love given to me. And then that love defines me and awakens me and continues to help me to connect with God in the way he made me to connect with him, and then to do what I've been made to do, to discover the pages of my destiny and to do those things. And so doing, I'm fulfilled and making a difference, I believe, as we connect with that. And so to begin to know God as our shepherd, our guide, is the greatest discovery, I believe, on our journey. And once we discover this, then we life takes on a whole different kind of dimension and quality of life, and it's amazing. So this desire, this heart cry to not do life alone is deep, and it's a central one in our lives. And so it's part of our journey. And it's the once we discover that there is a God who loves us, wants to help us do life with us, then we connect with the author. One scripture says that God is the author and finisher of our salvation. And so he really has a good design. And it's an issue of, do we believe this? Can we continue to be trusting and surrendering our lives? And so for me, 41 years so far, very good. I'm not disappointed. It's different than I thought it would be, but at the same time, it's more than I ever dreamed it would be. My life, and it's not finished. And so it's a great, great discovery. I want to stay on this subject for a few more weeks, the story of your life, and hit on different dimensions of this. But in finishing this episode today, this broadcast today, the song by the Beatles, The Long and Winding Road, I think fits in really well. The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. And I believe it's not only talking about a relationship, a love relationship, but I believe it's talking about a connection, a spiritual connection with God. So enjoy this song. It was great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available to offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230 or come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket at 10 a.m. We're a Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also, come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store, the story of Anita and PCH. And we are a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy and upscale vintage clothes for women and men. Profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. Have a great week, and I root you on in your journey. Have a good journey this week. May there be many good stories this week that come from your connection with God and his love for you, and him helping you to see what you need to see and all the good inside of you and the good of others, the good of the journey. Have a great day, a great week.